If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Ron Gieseck here from Box Number 7. I want to thank you for your listenership all over the place, primarily the United States, but I've got some great dots all around the world. And quite frankly, if you add up everyone that's listened, I've hit nearly every spot in the world, except you could probably guess North Korea is pretty well off the menu. But anyway, this is a special little miniature episode. I'd like to speak as a musician for the next few minutes. It's not every day. Well, it seems like every day that, an influence, at least in the minor sense, manages to pass away. But yesterday was a big one. It was Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. And if the times weren't so tumultuous, there would probably be a lot more coverage of his influence in the world, especially if you were to look around at the musical giants that are still alive that acknowledge his influence and his hand in their life. Anyway, I just wanted to say thanks for listening. Make sure you give me a review. Please tell your friends about the show. And I don't have any cool transition music, so I'm just going to do this. Okay, good enough. That was probably annoying and too loud for the speakers. So anyway, many years ago, I spoke with someone who was verifiably on the autism spectrum. They worked in this professional capacity, kind of adjacent to me, and they had a very lucid way of describing their everyday life. And I'll never forget these conversations. And one time they illustrated to me just how stressful a rain shower could be for them. "You hear the rain," they said. "I hear every last drop." Furthermore, they stated to me that a wheat field was equally hellish to them, as a windswept field might be beautiful to me, but their brains attempting to itemize every last grain was not a good experience. And I've always felt that Beach Boys' Brian Wilson, who passed away yesterday at age 82, falls somewhere into this category like this, although my diagnostic skills are just merely speculation. It is the behemoth known as the Beach Boys that sums up his entire legacy. If one only managed a casual exposure to their music, one might easily dismiss them as a simplistic collection of harmonized ditties as basic as their misleadingly simple name. And granted, songs like Surfing USA are simple structurally, as it's just reminiscent of a 1-4-5 blues tune, but not entirely true, because it has a lot of complexity at the end of the chorus that sort of breaks those rules. But if you look around the online tributes from musicians as diverse as John Legend to Paul McCartney, you will discover that they all rally around a single musical campfire: the Pet Sounds record of 1966. Located on the record, the song that has been Brian Wilson's defining send-off online, "God Only Knows," has been proclaimed by people like Rick Beato as the perfect song. 2 minutes and 51 seconds of musical majesty. Now, sonically, it's as complex as a song can possibly get, but never loses its melodic hook. Yet the layering, counterparts, and theoretical complexities are immense. Some say it couldn't have even been written by a mortal. Then, for me, there's a song like Kokomo, a song that, if sung in your head in a reminiscent fashion, seems like a simple little island ditty. Yet There are something like 14 different modulations in that song, and if you listen to the verses, you will hear a deceptively simple melody running over a series of changes and voicings that seem otherworldly. Was it talent or schizophrenia? And I don't ask that question disrespectfully or meant to invoke any sort of derisive laughter from anyone. Wilson very openly discussed the voices in his head in a biography, and multiple voices, as a matter of fact. Some he didn't know, and others, he said, were those of such as his father. They mainly conflicted and argued and provided counterintelligent demands. Again, I don't try to diagnose the root of these things. I'm just talking about the framework with which Brian Wilson was working for most of his entire life. Somewhere along the line, Brian stated that the way he could deal with the voices was through having those voices harmonize. And perhaps this is the root of the Beach Boys' standalone harmonic style, carried with the voices of Wilson, Mike Love, and Al Jardine, but originating in the mind of Brian Wilson. One thing is for sure, none like Brian Wilson will most likely ever pass this way again, and while his musical acumen will be missed, I doubt he would wish the panic attacks, stage fright, mental illness, and caterwauling voices as a viable workflow on any heir apparent. Chances are, like that autistic acquaintance of mine, Brian Wilson heard all chords, all notes, and all voices. And his most complex works of genius were forged by defensively yanking them out of that chaotic maelstrom and into something tangible that we could enjoy. So long, Brian. The music world's gonna miss you. God only knows. And this is box number 7.